Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You just submit different things that you find of interest around the internet, and other listeners will vote them up or vote them down, and the most popular will end up on the front page at the top of our website at freetalklive.com, and it's all free, of course. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away, freetalklive.com. Now, for those just tuning in, last hour we had Michael call in at the end of the hour. He is back with us, I think. Michael, are you still there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, I'm still here.
Now, Michael, you had brought up an issue, the issue of health care. You say this is one of the issues that is toughest for you at coming on board fully with the ideas of liberty. You said you're close to really grasping that taxation is theft, and so you know you're looking for a little bit more information on this issue.
Right.
And you yourself are HIV positive. And so you've got some serious issues that you're dealing with in your personal life.
It's pretty personal, this issue.
Right. So
exactly. And
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Exactly. And my mentality is I compare the whole thing with your health coverage to give another example of automobile coverage. If you're a safe driver, you get better premiums on your coverage. And whereas if you're, if you get into an accident, then sure, the automotive insurance companies, sure, they'll sell you a policy, but they'll say, but you know what, you've had a few risks here, so we may have to charge a little bit more just because you're risk. I'm the same mentality. You know, I'm grateful I've got a great plan at my job, but if they go with someone else, or if I want to go elsewhere, you know, I either got to find another job to get group coverage, which in this economy isn't all that easy, or, you know, try to individual coverages right now isn't going to happen. They're going to see that you have this condition, we have to turn you down.
Right. So,
indeed, it's a very tough issue. I mean, if you look at the, if this is the strong selling point of the warfare welfare state that we have, is they can take situations like this and they can tug at people's heartstrings.
See, market's a market failure. Market can't do everything.
Right. The market can't cover people who have pre-existing conditions. For one, we don't know if that's true because the market has been so subverted for the last like 4 or 5 decades in America as far as healthcare goes, and most countries for 7 or 8 or 9 decades. So it's difficult to say what the marketplace would do. We do know, we've read articles on this show talking about what prices were like before the government was deeply involved, and they were incredibly low, even adjusted for inflation and all that stuff. You couldn't believe it. Like giving birth in a hospital is $10,000 now, $500. You know, that kind of the difference. So it could very well be that the marketplace could handle this at prices that people could handle, and that they would only need insurance for catastrophic circumstances, and therefore, insurance companies would only be dealing with people who have catastrophic issues, and they might be even better at handling it. So it's hard to say. But if you could imagine the second where an organized gang, a crime syndicate, goes around and takes money from everybody, and then every once in a while they'll give some poor lady a car so she can take her kids to school and make it to work and all that kind of thing.
Exactly. I mean, that's like the kind of things that, when Al Capone was running the bootlegging in Chicago, that's just an example of the kind of things he did. So he looked in the eyes of the people when he ran the soup kitchens in the city during the Great Depression.
Absolutely true. No? But the soup kitchens have managed to make it without Al Capone afterwards.
Let's talk
about the soup kitchen aspect of this, because, Mark, you were just kind of talking about, well, what could the market do, and looking at it from a business perspective. I'd like to look at the issue from a charitable perspective, because I think that's where a lot of the help would come in. And as we pointed out, the free market is not in existence, not in healthcare, not anywhere, because as long as government is controlling, as long as government is demanding and regulating and forcing, then you don't have a free market. So you don't know, and Mark is right, you don't know what the free market will end up looking like. But we can look to the past. And so indeed, yes, prices were lower, a lot lower, without the government involved in that marketplace. But also there were things like mutual aid societies and a lot more, you know, charity wings and hospitals. Those still exist. Mutual aid societies, not so much. But there were ways for people to pool their money together to help people that were in need. And the money that the government is giving out today is the same money that would be pooled together in other, you know, in another method in the marketplace. That money's still coming from you and I. It's just that first it's going to the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., and they're taking a huge chunk off the top, probably like 80-70%. They're taking a huge chunk off the top for themselves and to feed the bureaucracy, and then the rest of it, if you're lucky, ends up actually helping people that that need help. And what if we could reverse that in the free marketplace and actually have charities out there, whether it's the Shriners or whether it's you know, the local Moose Lodge or whoever it would end up being, or just the charity wings at the hospitals, that these charities would step up and they could do it for the reverse. They'd have a 30% overhead or a 20% overhead, and the other 70% or 80% would actually end up going to the patients who needed it. Plus, with that kind of allocation, with a free market allocation where you've got different charities and different mutual aid organizations competing for charitable dollars, they have to ensure that they're going to get the best bang for their buck, so to speak, so as to maximize the contributions of the people who are contributing to them. So instead of just giving 70% or 80% of decent percentage of their gross, I guess, of their gross to the recipients, they're also really doing a good job at spending it as well. So they're not just splurging and spending too much on things that aren't necessary and that kind of thing.
Just throwing money at a problem to see if they can get a solution.
Right. They're actually judiciously spending this money because they know that their contributors could say, yeah, I don't think you're doing a very good job. I'm going to go over here to this other private charity and give them my money so they can help people that are sick. And so I think that in the absence of the government stealing from people, you'd have plenty of folks who are willing to step up and help people that, you know, have cancer or AIDS or whatever, you know, terrible malady we're talking about here.
Also, the government is creating this problem in a way by the enforcing these intellectual property laws that are out there.
Oh, yeah.
The fact is...
$1,000 price tag.
Right, the $1,000 price tag for a month.
Right, because of prescriptioning.
Because of the prescription. Imagine if there was actual competition in the marketplace. Look, I understand that somebody needs to make money from their intellectual property. It's theirs if they're able to protect it. But they shouldn't be able to use my tax dollars to protect their idea. Imagine if the wheel was still protected under intellectual property. We'd all be riding around in cars
and buggy,
with tracks
or, horses,
or stilts or God knows what because somebody wasn't able to use the wheel.
Excellent point. In fact, I'll share with you another friend of mine who's got coverage through his employer, and he takes his own prescription. He's also got the virus, and he's taken some prescription for what I'm taking, and his employer sent him a letter at the beginning of the year telling him that they're doubling the copay for his coverage. He was normally paying $30, he's now paying $60 out of pocket.
Okay.
And it was great. I remember the letter he read to me. It said, if this is too expensive for you, may want to consider either an alternative medication or over the counter. I'm like, yeah, I'll pick it up right next to the Bayer aspirin, right? Yeah, you're really in touch, aren't you? Thank you for the really nice letter you sent. You know, and I'd be willing to take the term agorist or
agorist, sure.
Agorist, almost said agrarian. That's something completely different. I take that approach too. You know, I'd be willing to go through the underground market if it meant that I could go about, you know, buying prescriptions that keep me healthy.
Well, unfortunately, there isn't much in the way of demand for black market prescriptions, except for the gray market stuff that people steal from the prescription manufacturers and that sort of thing. There's no real underground chemists out there that are tinkering around in the black market to create AIDS medications. But that's one of the things that could happen in the absence of the FDA. Smaller organizations that can't currently afford the multi-billion-dollar price tag of getting a medication through the FDA approval process could actually afford to experiment and come up with something in their small laboratories. Or even, you know, people at home could do their own experimenting if they wanted to. If they had the expertise, they just wouldn't have to go and jump through the governmental hoops in order to do it, which would increase the amount of competition for medications and, again, lower prices and put more product on the marketplace. So I hope we've at least touched on a few different reasons why this is anything but a free market and how the free market can solve these problems better than the government. Thanks. More coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. The features including archives. We've got a lot of them. In fact, if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. Now, by the way, available 7 nights a week with our brand-new Sunday edition that is hosted only by the co-hosts. And it's kind of an unusual show. So make sure you haven't, if you haven't seen a Sunday, or listened to rather a Sunday show yet, go ahead and pick one of those up. At freetalklive.com. In fact, the archives go back all the way to the beginning of 2009. All free for you. Freetalklive.com.
Chartarum. It's the pro-liberty slasher film produced by SACL CAI. The original motion picture soundtrack by John Shaw. Brought to you by Think Twice Productions, including tracks by liberty activists Hannah Hoffman, Nothing Project, as well as Scottish gangster rap epic featuring Touchmaster J and User Mac Friendly.
Okay.
Touchmaster J.
I like Hannah. And Nothing Project. He's pretty good. That's a one-man rock band.
I've got to find out what Scottish gangster rap is.
Hannah hangs out in our chat room, by the way, cam.freetalklive.com.
You can get your copy at Porkfest and receive a limited Porkfest commemorative beer mug. You can use the mug for anything.
Oh, really? Are they making a new round, or is this the old beer mug from a couple of years ago?
No, this is a new one.
Oh, cool.
A new, supposedly with all new extra awesomeness, is the way it was described to me. You know, everything that Jason Osborne gets involved with has...
It's pretty awesome.
He likes the awesome stuff.
Yeah.
I've got to say... I'm not much of a music fan. I'm interested in hearing this Chartarum soundtrack, and I especially want to know what Touchmaster J and User Mac Friendly do with Scottish gangster rap epic.
So this is going to be debuting at Porkfest?
It's premieres at Porkfest.
So this, it will be for sale later on down the line then.
I believe that to be the case.
Okay.
But at this point, all I can talk about is the premiere. This is where it's premiering, and it's got to be amazing.
All right, groovy. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Now, we were just talking about healthcare and the marketplace and how it is that the free market, there is no free market. There's no free market in really much of anything in this country. If you want to include black market products, I suppose you could say those are free market.
No, you couldn't because the market, the government, it restricts them as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's really no free market. So
I think there's free market in like yard sales and things like that.
No, some places you have to get a permit.
Yeah, but the permit is so small. Usually it's a $10 permit or something.
And they
like
don't
that.
Want you. The feds don't want you selling toys anymore that haven't been certified.
That much is true. Many places though don't have that issue. You don't have to get a permit to have a yard sale here.
Okay, that's true. Fair enough, Mark. But in many places, you can't even have a yard sale without asking the government's permission. So there's no free market in this country, and I think a free market has to exist as a whole. I don't think that you can have some segments of the marketplace that are freer than others, but if you've got one segment that is restricted by government, you don't have a free market. And the healthcare industry is incredibly restricted by government, as we were pointing out. And we talked about some of the ways that the marketplace, if it were allowed to operate, could actually dramatically reduce costs, increase the quality of service in the healthcare industry, and could help people who need help that still can't afford it, even though the costs have been reduced, help those people out on a voluntary basis through private charity, through mutual aid societies, through things like that. But in relation to this topic of what the marketplace can do, Mark, you had an essay from the folks over at downsizedc.org. Now, this isn't about healthcare. It's about the industrial revolution in this country. And there's a lot of stuff that young people in America are taught about this in the government school system, about how this was a laissez-faire affair, a free market. People were taking advantage of other people, these evil business owners, monopolies, et cetera, et cetera. And it really wasn't a free market back then.
Absolutely, it wasn't. And I think this is probably one of the biggest issues facing the ideas of liberty today, and we almost never address it on this show, is just how these things get stopped. There's really no point in addressing it, but how people just get sort of stopped. Well, we tried free market, laissez-faire capitalism in this country in the late 19th century, early 20th century. It didn't work. We put it to bed. That experiment is over. Mm. Stop talking about it. And I think that most Americans just stop there. So let me read this dispatch from downsizedc.org. Millions of Americans believe we need the government to regulate business people. Otherwise, they will run wild, laying waste to the environment and selling us bad food, bad drugs, and harmful products. One big reason people believe this is because they attend government schools. We're taught about a famous book, The Jungle. by Upton Sinclair.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sinclair's book supposedly demonstrated that once upon a time before government regulation, meat packing plants were endangering Americans with poison food. The motivation for this being profits. But here's what most people don't know. The Jungle was a novel, not a fictional report. Now, I knew this, but I don't think...
Wait, a factual report.
I knew this, but I don't think everybody necessarily does.
Mm.
They're just taught Upton Sinclair's Jungle
proves
laissez-faire capitalism doesn't work. Yeah. I mean, that's the line in their history book, mm-hmm. essentially. I mean, I don't know what the line is specifically in their history book, but that's, I think, what I was taught. Most of what Sinclair wrote was pure fiction, unconnected to reality. This is your chance to learn the truth. The Jungle was intended to dramatize working conditions, not food safety. Sinclair's fictional claims about food safety were limited to a mere 12 pages, but these pages got all the attention, leading Sinclair to later write, "I aimed at America's heart and by accident hit it in the stomach." Sinclair's novel caused a sensation and led to congressional investigations, even though many politicians were skeptical of Sinclair. For instance, here's what President Theodore Roosevelt, who wrote about him in July 1906, even though he shared Sinclair's distrust of big business, and this is legendary about Roosevelt. "I have an utter contempt for him. He's hysterical, unbalanced, and untruthful. Three-fourths of the things he said were absolute falsehoods. For some, the remainder of these were the only basis of truth." So, clearly Theodore Roosevelt didn't take very kindly to what Mr. Sinclair said. Sinclair's fictional characters talk of workers falling into vats and being turned into Durham's pure leaf lard, which was then sold to the public. This was supposedly made possible by the alleged corruption of government inspectors. Yes, you see, there were government inspectors even back in 1905. So does it really make sense the solution is supposed to be for food safety problem was government inspectors? In fact, there were hundreds of inspectors. They came from all levels of government, federal, state, local, and had been at work for more than a decade. As for their supposed corruption and Sinclair's other claims, a congressional investigation found little evidence. Instead, the 1906 report, the Department of Agriculture's Bureau of Animal Husbandry, refuted the worst of Sinclair's charges point by point. The report labeled his claims as willful and deliberate misrepresentations of fact, atrocious exaggerations, and not at all characteristic of the meatpacking industry.
Is there more?
Oh, yes.
We'll do that here in a moment.
Cutting up Sinclair's Jungle here.
1-800-259-9231.
And packing it in sardine cans and selling it to the American public.
We'll come back with more. You can also take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, if you enjoyed this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the purchase price. So start your shopping there. It's the same great Amazon, same great prices. It's just that you're entering through our special portal, which basically marks you as a Free Talk Live referral, and they'll cut us a check. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Though there's one book in particular we want to single out. You can get it through Amazon, but there's another way that might work better.
Yeah, it's a children's book that's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. I think this is true because it's certainly one of my son Jack's favorites. He drags it around. It's called An Island Called Liberty, and it's really getting worn. it's a sturdy hardcover book. He loves it so much that he often will just carry it with him and sort of read it to himself and kind of babble his way through it. He calls it Libby. Because he can't say An Island Called Liberty. He's only two. And I think this story is kind of aimed at kids a little older than Jack, but not too much older. You can go to freemarketunderdog.com and see some samples of it and order today. You get a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live. Coupon code FTL. It's An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com. I think this book is so great you should buy it for all the children in your life so that they have a fighting chance, because children's books are written by socialists.
So let's continue here. Take your phone calls about what you want, and we'll start out with Alex in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex. Alex,
how are you doing, guys?
Hey, who's this?
This is Alex.
This is the real Alex.
Yes, Alex.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to know when you wanted to talk about immigration.
Okay. Well, whenever you want.
Let's talk right now.
All right, do it.
Well, the Mexicans are coming across the border. They're being hired by these globalists, these New World Orders, to take all the jobs and take all the money away from America so we won't be able to stand up and fight against them.
So how much are the Mexicans coming across the border, the illegal aliens, how much are they getting to come across the border? How much are the globalists giving them?
Well, they're promising them, like, large tracts of lands in Oklahoma and the East Coast.
Okay, and what evidence do you have of this?
I have newspaper articles that are they're written in code in the headline.
You know, just as an aside, I am scheduled to be on the Alex Jones show this Friday, and I asked them if they wanted both of us, Mark, and they haven't responded to that question yet. So, if you want to be here, you're welcome to be here. They've never made it.
You both there.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, thanks.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I am too. Apparently, they thought it was last week, but I thought it was this week, and so I apparently missed the interview last week. They never actually specified what day I was supposed to show up. So it was one of those miscommunications.
Mail and radio, you can always cover. There's always stuff to talk about.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Alex. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We will continue with your calls. Chris is in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris. Chris in Oregon. You're on the air.
All right, right on. If you don't mind, I just want to go back to the HIV talk a little bit.
Sure.
I became HIV maybe 5 years ago, but at that time, you know, my mind it was, oh, it's all curable. You might live a few years less, but you just take pills and stuff. And then I got careless, and then I got HIV.
Mm.
But what I would like, if the people listening to know,
wait a minute, you got AIDS? Hold on, you had HIV and got careless and got AIDS, or?
Oh, no, I'm just HIV, but I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
But I just wanted to go into it's manageable, but once you become HIV, you almost faint from the viral load and stuff. It's not a pleasant, it's like having the flu. And then I went on medication and I'm fine now. It's barely detectable and I'm living a normal, healthy life, but the pills also are very toxic too. And the second part, let me just get to the second part too, then we can talk about the whole thing, is that I just looked up and every 3 months my insurance is billed just under $5,000 every 3 months and I get billed my copay $60. So I'm saying this is not a disease anybody wants to get, even though it's manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wish I had that information at the beginning it's horrible the way you feel once you get it. And it's just not, it just seems the media keeps saying that, we can cure it. We can get you undetectable, but I just want people to be careful and not get it because it's not a pleasant experience to go through. That's my, I think, my main 2 points and how much it's costing my insurance company and stuff.
Yeah, it sounds awful. Maybe I misunderstood. When I was taught about it in school, I recall them teaching that the HIV portion wasn't particularly effective as far as your life, quality of life is concerned. It's when that transitions into full-blown AIDS that things get difficult for people. You're saying that having just HIV has been problematic?
No. Nowadays, let me give you when you first get HIV, you feel like you have the flu, and your viral load may go up to like a 100,000. I mean, I don't know how thing. And then immediately after that, it goes back down almost into remission, and then it slowly creeps up after the years. And then I went through that this past year where I wasn't taking care of myself, but I was tired all the time. When I finally went to a checkup, she says, "You are like 160,000. My God, we got to put you on meds." And so I get nervous on the air.
Does
that answer your question? I mean, I don't have AIDS, and
right.
I feel great now. I'm on the meds, but the meds kind of mess with me. And, you know, they're a little bit toxic, you know, and you got to watch
liver
and kidneys.
Well, I appreciate the information, and I thank you for the call tonight. Good luck out there at 800-259-9231. 9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, you look confused.
No, I'm not confused. I don't think anybody's out there looking for this disease. It's a terrible one that limits your lifestyle. I think that, unfortunately, the people that generally get it aren't the kind of people, you know, you're talking about young people who believe that nothing bad can happen to them. I mean, I remember doing all kinds of silly things when I was young. Fortunately, that, you know, catching HIV wasn't one of them. But, you know, you just don't think that you feel invincible. You don't think that the consequences of life really affect you. But, you know, at some point or another in your life, for guys, I think it's around 30, they begin to realize, oh, my goodness, I'm going to live for quite some time and I need to make decisions that are going to affect the rest of my life.
Yeah, so apparently, according to WebMD, which is a handy little website, the HIV infection progresses in stages. These stages are based on your symptoms and the amount of virus in your blood. Most people go through the following stages after being infected. There's an initial stage with symptoms like abdominal cramps, diarrhea, fever, headache, skin rash, sore throat, weight loss. Chronic stage is the first symptoms, by the way, can range from mild to severe and usually disappear on their own after 2 to 3 weeks. It may take years for HIV symptoms to develop, but even though no symptoms are present, the virus is multiplying, making copies of itself in the body during that time. HIV multiplies so quickly, the immune system cannot destroy the virus. After years of fighting HIV, the immune system finally begins to weaken. A doctor may suspect HIV if symptoms persist or if a cause of the symptoms cannot be identified. It may also be suspected when several of the following symptoms are present, and they go through some of the early ones before. Swollen lymph nodes, pain when swallowing, confusion, difficulty concentrating, repeated outbreaks of cold sores or genital herpes, tingling numbness and weakness in the limbs, mouth sores, or a yeast infection of the mouth. Although also HIV may be suspected, and I've skipped some of the early ones as well. There's a lot of symptoms here can point to HIV. May be suspected when women have certain symptoms, including abnormal pap tests, cervical cancer, recurrent pelvic inflammatory disease, more than 3 vaginal yeast infections in 1 year that aren't related to the use of antibiotics. And then there's the late stage, where if it goes untreated, AIDS develops in those people within 12 to 13 years after the initial infection. So, yeah, it doesn't look like HIV is a, you know, undetectable thing. It is detectable, and hopefully the earlier you get it, the better you get you on the medication to prevent full-blown AIDS from blown out there. All right, more coming up. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you. Now, enjoy them all, including our webcam. I mentioned it earlier. You can go there to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen to the show, very high quality. And you can interact with other listeners. There's our chat room right there on the very same page. So watch, listen, and chat, all free, at cam.freetalklive.com. Now, of course, it's not really free to run the website, but memorydealers.com has stepped up to sponsor the webcam.
Yeah, it's pretty cool of them. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, and I was poking around on their website last night with you, Ian, and they have all kinds of memory there for the sort of the average guy too. You can order memory for your computer and things like that. I don't know how to use every aspect of these things. I don't even know what all of them are, but you can go check it out if you need memory for your computer. The optical transceivers include SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, X2s, and they're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Get some great deals over there at memorydealers.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls, let's go to John in New Hampshire on the Amp Lines. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
John, what's on your mind tonight?
I have a very boring census story. They've probably came by my house six times before somebody actually caught me when I was working in the yard, and I was informed the census worker was out front, walked around, held up the number of fingers of the people residing in the house, turned around and walked away, and he seemed satisfied with that.
Okay, well, very good. Well, now, why did you answer that question?
Well, I have actually sworn oath to the Constitution, so
oh,
I
you did.
I that much.
Does that oath, were you in the military or something?
I was in the military, but I also did when I was elected to town government here.
Oh, I see.
Swore both to the New Hampshire and the United States Constitution.
Now, when you swear an oath to the Constitution, does that mean that you have to swear an oath to the robed men's interpretation in the Supreme Court of the Constitution, or that you can have your own interpretation of it?
I think since they have their own interpretation of it, it'd be fair that I have my own interpretation of it based on what was actually written and intended versus what strange men in robes seem to determine they think it was intended as.
Okay, well, that's good to know, because I couldn't possibly swear an oath to the United States, which is what I've read the New Hampshire State Office oath that they ask people to sign or swear to. And there's no way that if I were to run for office and actually win that I could ever agree to that. There's some sort of allegiance swearing to the United States of America, and I couldn't possibly swear an oath of allegiance to a criminal gang. So it must have been difficult for you to swear that oath.
Well, you know, you can only be expected to do what is in your moral heart, and beyond that, you can always resign if they ask you to go beyond that.
Yeah, well, I would suggest having a liberty oath for liberty-minded candidates to present to them. Look, I was elected not to be allied with the United States. I was elected to free people from the United States, and so I'll just swear my own oath to liberty. How about that? That's what I'd do. I'd come with that, and I'd offer to swear to that, but not theirs.
Well, we'll see. I've actually filed to run as a state representative, adding one more to the legion of free staters who have filed this year. And I would like to encourage anyone who has aspirations of political office, if they manage to be registered as a Republican or Democrat before, like a week ago, Tuesday, to go down to their town clerk or city clerk and file to run as a delegate to the state convention. The people who do that, no fee, you're almost virtually certain to be elected, and you show up at the particular Democrat or Republican state convention, and you vote on the party platform, and if you get enough of you, you
can. So you have to go through the state in order to be a delegate at a party convention?
That's how they set it up here.
Wow,
but,
that's strange.
I ran as a delegate in 2008, won handily, went in there, and we managed to have enough people in our particular camp to roll back some of the changes they tried to make to the Republican platform.
Well, one of the things that's nice about
this is hugely important what you're talking about here, John, and people, it's totally missed. We've talked about it maybe a couple of times on the show briefly, but
because it's easier to get into this than it is to win.
Nobody's
election.
Running for the Republican or Democratic organizations. And if you can get in there, you really have a vote as to what direction these things go. And it's not that many people that are voting.
I think that's a good approach, and it's one of those things that I think it's probably doable in most places. However, it makes most sense here in New Hampshire because you can get together with other activists and you can come in there with numbers.
Yeah, get warm bodies.
That makes a difference because in most places, political action is fairly low participation. I mean, there's not a lot of people that are, let's go to the Republican meeting. You know, there's just not a lot of people that are engaging in these sorts of things. And so it really isn't a huge challenge, at least here in New Hampshire, to come into these places and make a splash. Maybe not take it over on the first visit, but to certainly
just
influence
the ideas.
Things.
Just influence with your ideas.
Yeah, but then you run up against things like one of the local activists did when they tried to go to the local Democrat meeting, and they were turned away. One of them was turned away at the door because he admitted to being a free stater, and they said that, even though the meeting is open to the public, we don't want your tap around here.
Well, one other duty that these delegates have is they are the ones who elect the people who are part of the state committees, at least as far as the Republicans go. So if you get enough of the Liberty activists to run as delegates and become elected, they, along with everybody else who happened to get through the primary as a state rep, constitute the voting pool of who elects the people to be in the actual state committee. And that's somebody who can, affect basically how the Republican policies and Democrat policies start to get formulated. And eventually we will have enough free staters in these positions to radically change how these parties are behaving.
You know what you might want to do, John, just a suggestion to kind of rally more people behind this this idea is to post some instructions maybe on the various different New Hampshire Liberty forums and give people some explicit idea as to how they could go about doing what you're suggesting here on these airwaves. I mean, for people listening around the country, this is a reason to come to New Hampshire and get involved in politics because it's incredibly accessible in comparison to other political realms in the other 49 states. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there with your campaign. A lot of free staters and liberty activists running for political office up here in New Hampshire this year.
There are more people like John out in New Hampshire than people have have any idea of. It looks like there's going to be like two or three dozen free staters running for office here in New Hampshire. I'm talking about in the New Hampshire House, and that's where they're concentrating, and I think it's the opportunity to win. There's certainly people concentrating on local offices and the Senate and things like that, but these are the ways that you shape politics in a state, and this was the way that the Free State Project was envisioned in the first place. I'm not saying that, you know, the judicial activism and civil disobedience and media and things like that aren't important. I'm just saying this is what was envisioned, and it's working.
It's just hard to get people involved in that sort of stuff because it's so dry. It's so
well, the people
dull.
That come here are interested in being involved in it.
Some people are interested, some not so much because it's pretty burned out.
I would have run for this Republican committee thing if I would have known about it. I didn't have any idea.
That's because you're not involved. You know, you're not going on a regular basis to these political events.
It takes a while
to get in.
It takes a while to get the sort of the word disseminated in a good system for communicating.
That's what I think is necessary. I think that's one of the things that at least is lacking in our area of New Hampshire, the southwestern corner. It's the Keene region, where there's a large amount of non-cooperatives, agorists, civil disobedience, people that are pretty burned out on the system. And from what I've seen, even a small amount of activity in the system makes pretty big waves because they say that they want us to get involved in the system, the people out here. But then when people actually do go and get involved to us, even a small extent, like
they are severely threatened.
They're very upset about it. And so they want it both ways. They don't want us doing civil disobedience. They want us doing politics. But then when somebody actually does politics,
you're grouping them and, you know, you're saying they,
but those who don't want us to do civil disobedience and instead want us to do politics. They then start to complain when the politics is actually done because, well, the ideas are threatening and doing politics gives them some level of attention that they otherwise wouldn't get. And so I think that would be helpful would be to have somebody come out who's really into this, like somebody who could head up a kind of an organization, or maybe not an organization, but just to get the word out. Like I suggested to John there. Mark, you didn't know how to do these things. You weren't plugged in. There was no way for you to go. And
yeah, I should have been paying closer attention to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and it wasn't.
So people, I mean, maybe it's not just the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is more of a statewide thing. Maybe there needs to be like regional groups of people that focus on, okay, what kind of things can we do within the system to make a difference? So that's why I think that there's a real right political opportunity up here in Keene, because there's just not much of that going on right now. You can go to freekeene.com for more information, move.freekeene.com for over 130 reasons to move.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.